Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, first of all, I wanted to say it was really a blessing to hear Corey's testimony this morning. You know, and it reminded me of Israel when the armies of Pharaoh were bearing down upon Israel, and Israel only had one place to turn their eyes to for that deliverance. And it took the armies of Pharaoh bearing down on Corey for Corey to turn his eyes to the only deliverance that he had. And you saw that deliverance in Corey from that army, and it's a praise the Lord for that. And it's a wonderful testimony to hear that deliverance. And you know, when I heard my brother Steve speak, in addition to my brother Corey speak, a lot of what he said had been going through my mind, which is scary. And something Karen and I had spoken about last night had been going through. And I'd like to turn to 2 Chronicles 7:12, starting at 7:12. And to put this in context, what happened is Solomon had just finished building the temple. And Solomon had just finished the dedication of the temple. And so he made prayer and he made sacrifices. And this is what the Lord had came to him and spoke to him about. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice, that is the temple. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Now, I want to stop there for a second. When I read 13, I see 13 upon this land. I see verse 13 upon this people or this land called the United States happening. If my people, which are called by my name, okay, those are Christians and Jews, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Now, when I look at that, that starts with me. That starts with me because I call myself by his name. I call myself a Christian. It starts with me. If I don't humble myself, if I don't pray, if I don't turn from my wicked ways, then how can I expect others to do that? And as my brother Steve said this morning, for him, that is a daily thing. You know, I know for myself, we've jumped into the fire. Now, for those of you who don't know, Karen and I sold our house 12 weeks ago, and it took us 11 weeks and 6 days, or 12 weeks minus a day, to finally get it down here. So we were homeless for that time, but we're finally home. And I know that one of the things Steve had mentioned this morning was that, you know, in South Carolina, you have your little places, and all of a sudden, you know, you get to go back to your little sheltered area. For me, that was the same. You know, in Vermont, we'd go up to church on Sunday. We'd come down, you know, I'd go back down to Springfield and live the next 6 days and 20 hours away and come back for 4 hours and not be put back into that fire. for me now, I know I am in that fire. I'm going to be in that fire 24, well, I got 8 hours in sleep a night, but I'm going to be in that fire quite often. And I know for me, I have not done 14. The fault lies with me. The fault always going to lie with me. Because how can I stand before my God if I'm not willing to do 14? How can I expect others to do the same if I myself am not willing to do this? You know, I look at the political landscape, as my brother Steve talked about this morning, and I see on the left, I see Jezebel, or a woman as Jezebel. On the right, I see someone who is as King Herod, but desires to be King Midas. And when I see that, I know that it is my fault, because just as Bob read from Timothy about having teachers with itching ears, I know that the leaders of this land are a reflection of my heart. They're a reflection of the hearts of the people, because the Lord is giving us leaders after our own hearts. And that scares me. It scares me. Because I see myself in them. Or I see them in myself. You know, the only way that we are going to break forth and take back this land is if we're willing to do 14. And while I may sit there and blame all the others, I know it starts with me. Until I'm willing to do 14, there's going to be no change in this land. And that change starts in here, starts in my heart. And that change, once that comes in my heart, I can then show to others. Let us evaluate ourselves and let us look to ourselves to see if we are doing that. And when that happens, then we can see that revival break forth. Because unless there is a people who is prepared to stand in that, there's no reason for revival to come forth. We have to show others the ways of the Lord, but we can't show others the ways of the Lord until we ourselves are able to stand in the ways of the Lord. I'd like to say, oh, I'm one of them. I'm not. You know, I see the corruption in me. I see the lack of willingness to stand properly in the Lord. But I don't want to stand there. And that's one of the reasons I'm here. I'm glad to have left Vermont. I had been there over 24 years, and it's a beautiful state, and I like most everything about the land, physically the land, not the people of the land, except for the ice. I can deal, you could take the ice, and I don't mind snow, just don't have anything with ice in it. But as the winters are in Vermont, the hearts of the people are. They're cold. They're hardened. I'm looking forward to coming back west, being back west, and having that sun melt my heart. And that's S-O-N, sun, melt my heart. Because the only way that I can turn and be melted is by 14, that I can show the love of Jesus Christ to the others.